full-time here. And Finn Harps have staged a remarkable comeback, 2-0 down after 13 minutes. But they have won this game 3-2. That goal came on the 90th minute. It looked, and we look back at footage of it, it appeared that success had been offside in the Longford Town defence stood still, but not like Arsenal years ago, knowing how to do it and play the offside trap very well. The Town's defence stood still. The cross was from success over to Martin Bulley. He came on earlier on as a sub for the injured Aaron McLaughlin, and he made no mistake. Well, as I said, Longford Town had taken an early lead. They took 6 minutes for Chris Lyons to open his account for Longford Town across from Adam Wickstead. Was parried by Harps keeper Tim Heimer, and Lyons headed home from close range. In the 13th minute, he doubled his size advantage. A stray Harps pass fell to Lyons, and from about 25 yards out, he found the back of the net. But the home side sat back after those goals and invited Harps onto them. Harps' first chance of the game fell to success in the 21st minute. He fired over the bar, but seven minutes later, he pulled a goal back for his side. Stephen Doherty with the ball into success, who held off his marker before firing to the net from a tight angle. Buoyed by that goal, the visitors tried to level matters. On the hour mark, though, Brady, Longford Town goalkeeper Jack Brady, pulled off a superb save to deny Harps an equaliser. Tony McNamee's free was clear to Doherty, but his well-taken strike was saved by Brady. Minutes later, the Longford Town keeper did very well to prevent Patrick Ferry from getting a second for Harps. So they were back on level terms in the 67th minute when McNamee flicked the ball into the path of Jamie Watson, and he scored a stunning strike from distance. It was no more than the Donegal side deserved. Both teams went in search of the lead goal. Dean George's effort was deflected out for a corner in the 71st minute. A minute later, Hyman made a fine save from Jamie Egan. Down the other end, Brady dived low to his left to deny Chris Latifa. And a poor clearance from Hymer nearly fell very well to Sam Clark in the 83rd minute, but he skipped as he took the shot and it flew over the bar, much to the relief of the Hearts netminder. It was always a case of if someone could get a third goal, and as we said it here in the press box, it looked like it was going to be Finn Harps, but that's exactly what they did on the 90th minute, and it was substitute Mark Mambouli. The small but very vociferous Finn Harps supporters are over there cheering on their heroes, who went over to applaud them, and fair play to the supporters because they have sung for the team non-stop through the 90-plus minutes. But a great result here for Finn Harps, not so good for Longford Town, who threw away a 2-goal lead. So Finn Harps come away from Bishopsgate 3-2 winners.